This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. After concluding his successful visit to Trinidad and Tobago, Prime Minister Narendra Modi reached Argentina's capital, Buenos Aires, this morning on the third leg of his five-nation tour that aims to reinforce India's engagements with Global South. Prime Minister Modi was given a warm welcome by the Indian community upon his arrival in the Argentinian capital with a special classical dance performance. Mr. Modi will begin his visit by paying respects at the statue of General José de San Martín, Argentina's revered freedom fighter and national hero. After a ceremonial welcome, the Prime Minister will hold delegation-level talks to further strengthen the strategic partnership and open new avenues of cooperation between the two countries. Following his visit to Argentina, Mr. Modi will travel to Brazil to participate in the BRICS summit in Rio de Janeiro before proceeding to Namibia, the final stop on his tour. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi held wide-ranging talks with his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart Kamala Prasad Bisesar at the iconic Red House in Port of Spain last evening. Following the talks, the two countries signed six agreements to enhance cooperation in several sectors, including infrastructure and pharmaceuticals. Prime Minister Modi also addressed the joint session of Parliament of Trinidad and Tobago. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said the voice of the developing world remains on the margins and India will work with its partners to give the Global South its rightful seat at the high table.
In times of disaster, we have responded swiftly with aid, relief and solidarity. Our development partnerships are demand-driven, respectful and without conditions. Distinguished members, it is time for us to work together to give the Global South its rightful seat at the right level.
Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India discusses trade deals on its own terms and never makes a trade deal based on a timeline. Talking to media in New Delhi about the trade deal with the United States, the minister said that a free trade agreement is only accepted by the country when it is fully matured and in national interest. In Odisha, the world-famous Bahuda Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra and Devi Subhadra is being held in the holy city of Puri today. In this yatra, the deities will return to the 12th century shrine, Sri Jagannath Temple, in their chariots after spending a week at Sri Gundicha Temple, considered their birthplace. The Pahandi, a procession of the deities, is scheduled to begin at 12 noon after performing a number of rituals. In the United States, at least 24 people have died and dozens are missing in Texas after severe flooding hit the area, according to the authorities. Texas Governor Greg Abbott declared a disaster for several central Texas counties and said search and rescue operations will continue overnight. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over Chhattisgarh, coastal Karnataka, Gangetic West Bengal, Gujarat, Rajasthan and Himachal Pradesh today. The Met Department predicted similar conditions over Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Madhya Pradesh and Uttarakhand today as well. Moving on to sports, reigning world chess champion Gukesh Domaraju has won the rapid leg of the Super United Rapid and Blitz tournament of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour in Croatia. The 19-year-old Indian player defeated America's Wesley So in the final round to seal the rapid section. In badminton, India's Kidambi Srikanth continued his strong run by reaching the men's singles semi-finals of the Canada Open Super 300 badminton tournament. He secured a dominant straight game victory over top seed in world number 6, Chou Tien Chen of Chinese Taipei, winning 21-18, 21-9 in just 43 minutes. In cricket, India will resume play at the overnight score of 64 for 1 on day 4 with an overall lead of 244 runs in the second innings against hosts England in the second test at Edgbaston, Birmingham. The match will start at 3:30 p.m. On day 3 of the second test of Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, KL Rahul and Karun Nair were at crease at the draw of stumps yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.